Genesis 1:27 says, "So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him, male and female created he them." God created things in working order. Things could not have evolved into what we now see. There's no evidence that such a thing has happened, and the very idea that such a process ever took place is completely unscientific. And one major point to challenge this idea of the evolution of the parts that make up the whole from simple to complex is the matter of irreducible complexity. Take the eyeball, for example. The Darwinist says that incremental changes took place as a result of small mutations and then produced the eyeball. But each of these mutations must be good all along the way without exception and must contribute something useful in order for that organism with the mutation to survive. Most mutations are bad, and they kill off the organism suffering those bad mutations. And when a good mutation takes place, it changes some already functioning body part and does not evolve into something else. But, against all odds and in contradiction to any known scientifically proven explanation, a piece of skin folded at just the right place on our primordial ancestor's face, and then mutation slowly produced a functioning eyeball, according to the evolutionist. Millions of tiny changes taking place over millions of years all had to be beneficial every step of the way. If not, it would have resulted in what we would call a deformity, and the dysfunctional thing that supposedly eventually became an eyeball would have been detrimental to the creature cursed with it up to that point. Such mutations are more likely to produce something like a cutaneous horn sticking out of the head than anything useful. And that is what is meant by irreducible complexity. Scientists like Michael Behe, who is credited with coining the term in his 1996 book titled Darwin's Black Box, go into much greater detail with more technical explanations, but the bottom line is that the very idea that an eyeball would have developed in a useless, non-functional, deformed condition step by step over millions of years until finally it began to function properly and in a useful manner is just absurd. It wouldn't have happened. It couldn't have happened, and it didn't happen. Behe takes the argument down to the protein level, showing that the flagella that guides the protein is required for its very survival. And it contains a dozen particular parts that had to all come into existence at the same moment, or it never could have survived. In order for the flagella to function, it had to have parts inside the cell wall, all attached to what is called the rod, with a C-ring around the type 3 secretion system, with stators, the MS ring, the P ring, and the L ring, all functioning as a unit connected to the hook and junction, which holds the filament and causes it to turn and propel the protein. Without all these parts in functioning order, the protein would just float uselessly and die. Its complexity is irreducible. The parts couldn't have developed. The parts are a functioning unit and cannot be reduced and still been able to survive in that condition. Could you drive your car if the engine was missing parts? Even if you're not a mechanic, you have to know that if you're missing spark plugs or there's no functioning rods or pistons, you can't drive around with plans to add those on later. The car would sit on the side of the road and rust. It would eventually become a heap, covered with dirt and overgrowth. It would not slowly develop the missing parts. But evolutionists want you to deny reality and believe that such a process did happen, and there was no intelligence behind it. An impossible process with no intelligent guiding hand producing what we see today. I simply refuse to check in my brain and buy into such nonsense. When we consider irreducible complexity in creation, we see that God created everything in working order. God is the best explanation for the evidence in light of the irreducible complexity of His creation. This and the previous 36 discussions in these Evidence for God devotionals serve to solidify my faith in the God of the Bible, and in the Bible, and in the gospel presented in that Bible. And we're just getting started.